Greetings, friend, and welcome to the Between the Covers podcast, where we're working every day to remove the self-limiting beliefs that are preventing us from becoming the heroes of our own stories. I am Marcus Barr, and today I wanted to talk about something that I learned from my wife, Libby, while we were doing a lot of work last year with her mental health, and that is healthy, harmonious passions. This was something that my wife had shared with me that I'd never heard of before until just, I guess it was 6 months ago, roughly. And that was while we were doing just some of our usual routine at the end of our workday, she would settle in to work on a puzzle. My wife is a decent puzzler, I guess that is what they call themselves, and way better than I am. I get so frustrated because I really struggle to find the pieces, and she was doing this one puzzle that was of a garden in Canada, I think, and in the span of like a half an hour, I think, she had pieced like all of these different pieces together, and I couldn't even find one piece to put in any place. I just don't do puzzles very well. Doesn't stop me from trying, but I do get frustrated pretty easily. When we were considering some of these activities that she was doing, there was always this thought that would come up about there are things that she should be doing or things that she could be doing. And there was some guilt around that as well. And with the help of her therapist, she was able to recognize that some of these things that she wants to do, they're actually healthy and they're good things for her to do, even though they're not really producing something that she was expecting to produce. And I think that's something that many of us can struggle with. There are clients that I work with that don't know what it's like to play. They don't have these harmonious passions that they pursue because they were raised in an environment where what was expected of them was to just do. It was to produce. You do things in a way that allows you to have some kind of tangible reward at the end that is going to benefit you in some way or help promote you or jump you into a better economic position. Sounds very capitalistic, doesn't it? Many of these clients are Christians, and I have seen time and time again, and it's even something that I have wrestled with too, is this whole dynamic of I need to do something in order for my redemption to be justified. And this is coming from a group of spiritual and religious individuals that have a belief that it's already been done, and yet there's also this struggle that they still need to do. It's a very challenging dissonance that many have wrestled with. And again, I have been there myself. What I've often seen is that these passions, because they are passions, become obsessive. They become unhealthy. If the only motivation that we have is to do something that is going to get us into a better position, whether we're talking politically, financially, economically, within our job, within our family, within our friendships, if that is the only motivation that we have in order to pursue these passions, and if we aren't doing that, then we're feeling a sense of guilt or shame because we should be, then they're not healthy passions. I want to read some text here that I found from Psychology Today about obsessive passions versus healthy passions. And they start off by first saying passion is defined as a strong inclination toward an activity, with the example being of work, that one loves, finds important, in which significant time and energy are invested, and that is part of our identity. A person who is passionate about playing basketball does not merely play ball. He or she is a basketball player. That makes sense. For me, it's not that I just write. I am a writer. I don't just tell stories. I am a storyteller. I am a gamer. I don't just play games. These things become a part of our identity. And then they get a little specific here. Obsessive passion entails becoming obsessed with or relentlessly pursuing that which one is passionate about. With obsessive passion, the activity overpowers the person. A sense of self-control is lost, such as the inability to cease the activity that causes harm, feelings of guilt, shame, or burnout. There is a compulsion to the activity, as in becoming controlled by the activity. There is a lot to unpack there. And one of the things that's standing out to me in this piece is how we feel like we are no longer in control of the activity. It's like we have to do it. The activity is now dictating what we do, not we ourselves dictating what we're going to do with the activity. The feelings of guilt, shame, if you don't do this obsessive passion, then there's going to be some kind of harm that takes place, or that you're investing so much of your time and energy into it that you experience burnout. This is not a healthy passion in your life. I know individuals who devote so much time and energy into their work that when they get home, they have no energy to devote towards anything else. I hear over and over again stories of individuals that their families get the leftovers because everything is going toward work. Why? Because work is where I need to succeed. Work is what's going to provide for my family. It is the metric by which we value ourselves and value our place within society. And we give so much to our employers or to our business that we don't know or have the energy to do anything other than just work. Now, don't get me wrong. Work is an important aspect of our daily lives. We have to pay the bills. We have to take care of the needs of ourselves and of our families. I personally live in a very consumeristic society. Growing up, I heard over and over about the whole keeping up with the Joneses and how if you have a neighbor or a friend that buys a brand new car, then you need to keep up with that and buy a brand new car. If you have the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 7 comes out, well, you've got to upgrade to get the newest iPhone. You'll notice I went back with the iPhones. I think when I worked, I had like an iPhone 10, something like that. But you get the idea. We are constantly trying to be on the same level as other people just through the material possessions that we own. And that turns into a terrible game of comparison. And for many of us, we end up giving too much of ourselves to something like a job in order to keep up that kind of lifestyle. 2023, and even late 2022, Libby and I were dealing with burnout. She got burnt out from working at her previous job and the demands that were being placed on her, the unreasonable expectations that were being placed on her. And while trying to help take care of her and still continue to keep up with my clients, I started to experience burnout myself in 2023. It was a very difficult year for us in this household. One of the things that helped me get through this really difficult time was having my harmonious passions. These were things that I did just to have fun and also to explore different dynamics of myself. A great example of this, not last year, but during the pandemic in 2020, was I participated in a video game racing community. And the premise of this is I'm playing one of my favorite games, but things are moved around in different locations, and I have to effectively find the tools that I'm looking for and complete whatever my goal is as fast as possible. I'd been playing these style of games. They're called randomizers for a while. I still love these. I'm currently in a randomizer-centered mode of being at this point, just because I'm just having so much fun with them. I love the challenge. It's like Christmas every single time I play one of these because I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know when I'm going to find the thing that I need in order to progress in the game. But I'd never actually participated in a tournament. And that was something that I devoted quite a bit of time and attention to. And once the tournament was done, I was still a part of this community for a while. And then things in my life changed and I had to step away. I just didn't have the time anymore to spend hours practicing or getting into these bracketed races. And I'm just not really that competitive of a person anyways, but it was a fun experience for me to participate in. This seems to be one of the things that is important about a harmonious passion compared to an obsessive passion, is with a harmonious passion, it is a way for us to explore ourselves. It is a way for us to find something to invest our time and energy into, and also to learn more about ourselves. What makes us tick? What's something that makes us come alive? The difference, one of the key differences, in fact, I will go ahead and read this portion here in the Psychology Today article where they were talking about this, is harmonious passions. Conversely, with harmonious passion, the activity integrates into the authentic self because it is highly valued, and the person chooses to engage of his or her own free will or volition. Mastering of oneself, such as improving skills, is the focus rather than controlling what others do. Multiple areas of interest function together harmoniously for the flourishing of the whole being. You will notice a distinct difference between the harmonious passion and the obsessive passion. With a harmonious passion, when you put down this harmonious passion, it is not a part of your identity. It is not something that when you put this down, it is going to become a problem. It is something that you are doing to just create harmony within your entire being. And in most cases, it's something that we find incredibly fun and entertaining to do. That kind of exploration is just fun to do in general. In this article, they give examples of what happens when people are solely focused on one passion, and that passion is no longer a part of their lives. They do this through individuals that worked to get into the Olympics and were trying to earn that gold. They were saying, these are quotes from this movie that came out in 2020 called The Weight of Gold. It's a sports documentary, and these are quotes from Olympians in this documentary. Apollo Ono, a short track speed skater, said, "Everything revolves around the sole focus, and that sole focus is the Olympics. And now the next 40 seconds will dictate our human lives." Michael Phelps, the swimmer, said, "I thought of myself as just a swimmer and not a human being." Katie Ulander is a skeleton racer. I don't know what a skeleton racer is, but she is quoted as saying, "There were a couple of moments in my career where I felt I kind of lost my identity." Sasha Cohen, a figure skater, said, "I didn't develop outside interests. The transition to, quote, normal, unquote, life is difficult. For some, it is emotionally devastating." And then a hurdler and bobsledder named Lolo Jones said, "I've given my blood, sweat, and tears, and all I'm asking is that someone can help me get through this." And there is even another quote from Eric Cantona, who is an all-star professional soccer player. And he said, "If you have only one passion in life, you pursue it to the exclusion of all other things, this becomes dangerous." We are talking about having something that is in so control of our lives that there is nothing else that exists other than whatever this passion is. That is when it becomes an obsessive passion. An obsessive passion is when your identity is wrapped up in this one activity. Whatever this one passion is, that is what your identity has become. And as soon as you don't have that, you're nothing. And that is a terrible place to be. I know many people who don't know who they are outside of their own job. I know people who don't know who they are outside of their own faith tradition. I know people who don't know who they are outside of one specific hobby or activity that they participate in. When we are doing this kind of pursuit in our lives, we want to have a good balance between the things that are going to help us achieve the goals that we have set. At the same time, we also want to have activities that are just going to bring us life in general. A great example of this is reading. As a writer, I have heard many times that to be a good writer means I also need to be a good reader. And a lot of people will solely focus on reading whatever genre of book that they themselves want to be published in. At the same time, while that is admirable, one of the things that is important for us to recognize is that we can find inspiration from many different sources. I want to write and publish a book that is a high fantasy novel. And at the same time, I don't just read fantasy novels. I am a coach. I read a lot of books that are centered around recovery and developing my craft as a coach. At the same time, I enjoy reading books that are just fun in my eyes. I love the QI book of General Ignorance. I have the first two of that. One of the books that I enjoyed reading last year was a book based off of one of my favorite podcasts, the Stuff You Should Know podcast. I listen to recovery podcasts, and I listen to podcasts on mythology and folklore, and I listen to podcasts that are centered around Dungeons and Dragons. Some of them are meant for me to learn, and some of them are just meant for me to enjoy. If I drop any of these podcasts, that's not going to change who I am. If I decide to put down a game that I'm playing, or even like a movie franchise that I have enjoyed, that's not going to change who I am. These are healthy, harmonious passions. And probably one of the tricky things to be aware of is when a healthy, harmonious passion becomes an obsessive passion. Because we can take something that is healthy and take it to an unhealthy level. Let's use work as an example for this. Most of us have a job, and when we started that job, there was probably something about it that made us think, hey, this is a great job. This is a great place for me to work. It's a great way for me to make ends meet or to maybe put some money away. Maybe it's a great way for me to start building my retirement. I like the people that I work for. I like the people that I work with. I like the values of the company that has employed me. And then at some point, this happened to me so many times with many different jobs, is I start waking up and it's like, I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to interact with my coworker, Brian, and I just don't want to deal with that guy today. And it becomes something that we have to do. It becomes something that we no longer have that joy anymore. Instead of showing up to work and it being something that I get to do and something that I am in control of, it is now, this job is now in control of me. I don't like it, but I have to go. I have to do this job. I have this responsibility. It becomes something that at first was a harmonious passion, and now it's something that's more dehumanizing and possibly obsessive. I know some individuals who have taken their own pursuit of their spiritual well-being to an unhealthy level. And these are rather extreme examples, but we're talking about, it's more than one person that I've worked with now who has wondered, am I truly saved? How many times do I need to say the sinner's prayer before I know that I am fully saved? And these clients are not the only ones who have wrestled with this. And it becomes an obsession. There is a goal of their eternal livelihood that's at stake, and they don't know whether they have it. And so they obsess. If they don't do it, it is something that they feel guilty about. It's something that is shameful. It is something that is causing them harm. Not physically, though sometimes it can be some kind of physical harm, especially if there are those who have self-harm as a means of coping with whatever is going on in life. But there is a mental cost all the same, and there is a mental price that they are paying, and that is what's harming them. As we wrap this up, it is important for you, my friend, to find the passions that you are just enjoying. It is oftentimes more valuable for us to engage in these healthy, harmonious passions than to wholeheartedly devote our time and energy just to the obsessive passions. Do something or have a multitude of activities that you can engage in that you find enjoyable and make time for them. Make time to do the things that are going to bring you life. Do what you can to keep these as something that is going to bring you enjoyment in the passions that you engage in. 2023, Libby and I would not have made it through that year if it hadn't been for a harmonious passion that was healthy in our lives of Dungeons and Dragons with really good friends of ours. We wouldn't have made it through last year if we didn't have that. We wouldn't have made it through 2023 if it wasn't for having multiple things that we could turn to, such as games, as books, as some YouTube channels, or even just finding really funny and goofy animal videos that we found online. These are all good things if we keep them as harmonious passions. I hope that you are able to find some of these passions. I hope that you can find things in your life. It is my sincerest wish and hope that you find things that you enjoy. If you don't have any of these things, then look back at your childhood. I know some people that are reliving their childhood by getting Lego sets and actually building Legos because that was something that they enjoyed doing as a kid. Not everything that you do is going to require that it meets some objective or goal that you have in your life. It can just be for the pure amusement and fun of it all. And let me tell you, my friend, in many ways, those are way better to engage in because they give us the energy to continue moving towards what is actually going to meet these goals and objectives that we have, because they give us energy. They bring light into the dark times of our lives, the dark seasons that we experience, and they allow us to explore a brand new depth of being of who we are. And until next time, live strong for today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in working with me, there is a link to my website in the show notes and also a link just to schedule a free 50-minute one-on-one call with me. Let's get the conversation started. Also, please rate and review this podcast so more people are able to find it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.